Halo, aku Chris. Papi, I'm Chris Chat. Segera dimulai. Papi. Chris.
Selamat datang di Poppypedia, segmen baru yang khusus untuk Poppy, mana Poppy akan bercerita lebih banyak dan belajar bareng-bareng Sobat Poci seputar bahasa Inggris. Bagi yang belum tahu, Sobat Poci, segmen ini akan muncul di setiap minggu pertama, jadi stay tune ya. Tanpa perlu berlama-lama, aku langsung kasih kesempatan buat Poppy. Time is yours, Poppy.
Oh ya, ini aku yang mulai akan berbicara lagi. Apa lalu kan sudah cerita ya tentang apa itu? The Ender Grasshopper. Jadi itu semut dan belalang. Nah, sekarang karena ini tentang tahun baru, oh ya, BTW ini selamat tahun baru ya. Udah lebih hampir seminggu, tapi nggak apa-apa lah. Selamat tahun baru. Nah, jadi nanti Poppy akan membacakan sebuah cerita dalam bahasa Inggris, kemudian nanti Poppy akan membahas sedikit tentang ceritanya dan beberapa kata penting dalam bahasa Inggris. Jadi sesuai dengan nuansa tahun baru, Poppy akan membacakan The New Year's Gift dari Manjari Shukla, diambil dari shortkidsstories.com. The New Year's Gift. Little Johnny was very happy today. It was because he was going to the market with his father on New Year's Eve to purchase various things all of his own liking. The market was quite lively and all the shops were decorated with light bulbs of different shades. Just then, Johnny noticed a shop where a good number of birds were kept in the cage. They were repeatedly hitting their beak on the cage, trying to get out. Many of them were bleeding. Johnny felt pity for those birds. When he could not control himself any longer, he went over to the shopkeeper. "Why have you trapped these innocent birds?" he asked him. "Why don't you let them free? It is not fair to restrict anyone's freedom." "I don't enjoy this," the shopkeeper replied. "But I don't have any other source of livelihood. I also need money to feed my family." Johnny looked at his father, who put his hand inside his pocket. "What about all those things which you had planned to purchase, Johnny?" he asked. Johnny felt puzzled for a moment, but he had decided that the freedom of those birds was more important than any celebration. He reached out and held his father's hand. "Dad," he said, "I can enjoy New Year's Eve with my friends, but these birds will enjoy it better in the free sky." His father handed over the money to the shopkeeper. "You can set these birds free," he said to him. "And from tomorrow onwards, you can join me at the shop. I will convince the owner to give you a respectable job." The shopkeeper felt happy and handed over the gates to Johnny, who opened the bolted gates door. All the birds started flying out one after another. Johnny started clapping. "Dad, now they will also enjoy their new year with their family and friends. I'm thankful to you. There could not have been a better gift for New Year's," said Johnny, relieved. "You deserve that, my dear," said his father as he hugged him. Nah, ceritanya tadi menarik ya. Jadi bagaimana Johnny itu menukar uang yang harusnya buat senang-senang, buat Johnny senang-senang, supaya burung-burung tadi yang di kerangkeng, bahasa Jawa itu, yang dikurungkan itu, supaya bisa bebas. Poppy mau membahas nih tentang beberapa kosakata sulit yang ada di bacaan tadi yang Poppy sudah ceritakan. Pertama itu pig. Kata benda artinya paru. Paru yang buat burung itu loh, paru burung. Pity adalah kata sifat, artinya kasihan. Innocent adalah kata sifat juga, artinya tidak bersalah. Restrict sebagai kata kerja, artinya membatasi. Livelihood sebagai kata benda, artinya mata pencaharian. Puzzled adalah kata kerja, yaitu kebingungan. Convinced adalah kata kerja, yaitu meyakinkan. Voltit adalah kata benda, yaitu slot pintu yang terbuat dari besi yang biasanya ada di gurungan. Relief adalah kata kerja, artinya lega. Dan yang terakhir, deserve, juga kata kerja, artinya pantas. Nah, gimana menurut Sobat Poci segmen baru tadi dari Poppy and Chris Chat? Tulis pendapat Sobat Poci di kolom komentar ya, biar bisa lebih baik lagi untuk kita sama-sama belajar bahasa Inggris. Jangan lupa pesan dari cerita tadi agar Sobat Poci memilih untuk tidak egois, menyenangkan diri sendiri, tapi juga membantu dan berguna bagi orang lain. Terus kembangkan potensi diri kamu. Bye-bye.